A Life in the Theater. It's a Colorado Rocky Mountain high. John Denver. Any doubts I may have had about pursuing a life in the theater were erased by just 1 year of working for the federal government. I decided to live without a net, to avoid choking on that net by the age of 50. Watching my father drop out of his career in sea mine engineering certainly was a major influence on my decision. That, and the fact that I really didn't cope well in an office environment. It was time to head to Colorado Springs and see if it was going to be a dream or a nightmare. Even though the group had decided to wait 2 years after buying the theater to move out there, a number of us decided to head out early. As I was making my way west with a couple of friends, John Denver's Rocky Mountain High came on the radio. It was the first time I had ever heard it. It was a song extolling Colorado. I turned to my friends and yelled, "We're fucked! We are fucked! Are you listening to this? Every asshole in America is going to move to Colorado. And the saddest thing is, we are the first of those assholes. And you know what's worse? This John Denver guy will probably be there too. We are fucked." Colorado Springs was one hell of a mix of people. We knew nothing of the demographics before we got there. If we had, it just may have influenced our instinctive decision. There were the folks from NORAD. There were the soldiers of Fort Carson, which was the military base where the first experiments were taking place on how to create an all-volunteer army. They brought in every possible stoner and misfit to try and find out what it would take to get them to stay in the army. And what were the results of this study? Well, at 11 o'clock at night, the kitchens would pump out pizzas, affectionately called NORAD pizzas. Let's see. It's 11 at night. Oh, I get it. You guys are stoned. So here, how about some free pizza? That's how you keep an ever-vigilant army. The promise of a piping hot pepperoni pizza. There was also a whole group of people who thought they were cowboys. Actually, they were more like shit-kickers, if you will. They'd work in offices and wear cowboy hats on the weekend. In short, this is the kind of town it was. One of the first headlines that we read in the local paper upon our arrival was written in bright red. "Commie Bigwig Comes to Town." Not that I have a big ego, but I took that notice personally. I was also paranoid. After all, I hadn't told anybody when I was arriving. In addition to the townies, there were the students and faculty of Colorado College. It was a camp for rich kids whose main interest seemed to be skiing. All told, it was an extraordinarily mixed bag in which theater had almost no place. But that didn't matter to us. We had a dream, therefore we were oblivious to the facts. That was a good thing, and a bad thing. Good in that we were steadfast and resolute. Bad in that we probably shouldn't have been there at all. The great metaphor for our times that had drawn us to this place on our first trip out there was going to work against us. Theater can't compete with a giant military complex located in the middle of a mountain, and it certainly can't compete with shit kickers. For those of us in the theater, talking about how wonderful it is and how it can change people keeps us going. But when you are sitting between one of the largest military bases in the country and America's first line of defense headquartered in a mountain, we had to be deaf, dumb, and blind to think this was going to work. We needed at least 500 years of theater to change the people in this town. But the pizza was tasty.